Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rich Sheban's with us live in Montana as well. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I just want to say, you know, when they talk about sexuality and it's okay and coming out of the closet, it's not okay with me. It is absolutely not okay with me. Put me down as a certified homophobe. I don't like homos. I really don't. They carry disease.
Last night.
They carry disease.
Rick, if you don't mind, what I'm going to do, I just want to mention one quick article, because I called to comment on your well-spoken, well-said, profound statement, and I just want to put the exclamation point on my idea and solution about public schools. I have an article right here. Public New York City school teaches kids that they can pick their own agenda. PS 58 Carroll School in Brooklyn announces a new curriculum for 3- and 4-year-olds to basically choose their gender. I mean, this should be, after reading this, why would any parent want to keep their kids in school? And they do it under the politically correct guise of reducing racism and discrimination. Basically, it's to sexualize children. Now, one thing, I think children should be protected. And if, in my opinion, and Vince and I disagree on this a bit, if it's adult mutual consensual sex, the Fourth Amendment says we can't break down doors and stop people from doing what they're going to do. I agree what Vince says regarding morals. I agree what he says regarding diseases. I agree with the common sense logic behind his position. However, because of things like estrogen mimickers in all of our foods and waters and plastics and all the pesticides, you know, turning, I mean, 90% of our soy has estrogen in it. So I think there's a lot of, between the chemicals, especially bombarded in our water, I think there's a lot of answers that need to be discussed and mentioned. And I think it's just like Aaron Hernandez, who was the New England Patriot tight end who went to jail, who went to prison for murdering somebody, and it was disclosed that he turned out to be a homosexual, and also disclosed that he was raped at the age of 6 years old. Let me just finish, and then I'll let you go.
I
just think that a lot of background needs to be done on why certain people do behaviors. Now, I mentioned that earlier regarding being wounded. Now, if this little kid is being raped at 6 years old, I don't think he has much of a chance to have a normal life. So I'm going to leave it there, gentlemen. I'm not going to take any more of your airtime, Rick. I just want to say congratulations on what you said, and you guys have a good rest of the show.
Here's what I need to say now. This is really important. The Gen X generation is different than mine or the millennials, and they have a movement now where they're more interested in witchcraft and the occult than they are religion. And one of the things that I started to say last night to this Gen X was, and he resonated, it hit him dead on, was that often love comes and goes, and friendships are the highest form of love there is. If you love, if you care for somebody, they become your friend, you can love them and the marriage comes and sometimes the marriage fails. Why? Because you are trying to find a physical representation of your inner feminine self. This is called androgyny. If you want to read a book on androgyny, June Singer, who's a Jungian psychotherapist, has written an exceptional one. And why we change as we evolve and go through life changes, we find our inner and outer selves in belief systems and values change. And that's quite normal. And what is good for one person is not for another. And the fence over there is not necessarily brown because you can't see the other side. That is the limitation of what makes us human. And we have a feminine, I have an inner feminine aspect where I seek the kind of woman that I would date and be friends with and then fall in love with is one that, you know, would most represent my inner feminine self. And that's changing. And as it changes, so does my love for this person over that. Whereas, because I liked and cared for them in the early part, that's the friendship part. And so there's a distinction in sexualness that has to do with trying to find one of the two paths that go to God in the tree of life. It's the hermit and the lovers. And one does it internally, and one does it externally. And that's the two ways to God. And we are actually, in a sense, metaphorically, doing both. And what we're trying to do is find someone, a mate, that best represents our inner masculine or feminine self. If you're a male, you have a feminine inner self that it would be the choice of mates. Now, the one I'm currently engaged with has qualities I aspire toward. And it's not about male or female anymore. It's about this person has qualities in softness and caring and da-da-da that I aspire toward. I'm not there yet. And it best represents my inner drive with my external behavior. And the two are the same. Once you get to a certain level of realization with self, and self in this case is capitalized, the realization of net or new is only halfway to God.
Well, Rick, I'm gonna end my participation here with a tongue-in-cheek comment regarding my feminine self. Are you ready? Are you ready, Rick?
No, but go ahead. I'm locked and I'm going to load.
Okay, this is a tongue-in-cheek comment, and I've heard this from millions of men. Okay, and I'm not saying this to be repetitive or redundant.
Be careful how you say this, Rich.
I know.
I think I know what's coming.
If I were a woman, I would be a lesbian. And on that note, I'm going to let you guys ponder that and have a great day. and enjoy the rest of your show, guys. Thanks for letting me chime in.
Thanks, Rich Sheevan.
Yeah, I really care for Rich and living off the grid.
I'll tell you what he means. The reason he said that is if he were a woman, he wouldn't want to be hanging around with some hairy guy.
Well, we're pretty messy and we're not clean, and I aspire toward the values of this person that I'm currently dating. And we don't live together. We have our separate universes because I think mostly of her parents and the fact that we're not married. I think that's part of it in terms of her values of respect for her parents. Doesn't mean she does respect that. And the thing is that's a problem is we're all wounded. And with that said, we're trying to find balance in things, and that's why we're in this weird matrix, if you will, right now. And by the way, at the moment of death, when you have that 5 gram weight loss, did you know that 5 grams of structured water is enough memory to hold more than 100,000 lifetimes of memory? Time isn't real. Consciousness is not real. Basically, there are dream states like lucid dreaming that have more content to reality than consciousness does. Consciousness is biased by belief systems and values. And both of those things are arbitrary and should be changed, like a sweater might be taken off and in the heat of summer. It does not mean you get rid of the sweater, like Christianity. And so one of the things I train Navy SEALs in, to be a superman or super person, is the idea that if you were going to go to Iraq, you would put your belief systems and Christianity in a drawer to save it for an appropriate time, because if you went over there as a Christian, you'd get your team killed. Now, it's a tool, because if you had been born in Iraq, you would not be a Christian. Does that mean that everybody born in Iraq is going to hell? I don't think so, because guess what? Hell and heaven are Christian concepts of absolutes, and Eastern tradition teaches yin within the yang, or preference. And when my daughter, when I was raising her, used to say, "Daddy, I love this and I hate that," I would quietly remind her I could find something she hated even more. And she got that concept to the point where, you know, we have in our Western society dealing with absolutes. That means we have a devil. Does that mean that God's in conflict with something? I don't think so. I think that God is everything, and it's man's limitation that cannot see the other side of the fence to know what color it is. And so with that said, these concepts of absolutes of, you know, this and this is good and this is evil, I think the yin is within the yang, and there needs to be an integration of values and realizing that these values, that's what church is really about. It's about fellowship and trying to find people with a similar set of values to help you towards your own realization of those values. But those values are tools in a toolbox and can be used and put down when they're not appropriate. And that is one of the problems with Christianity, for example, is that Christianity's primary tenet is not to make judgment on another. And yet, that is the very problem of Christianity and why so many people have died in the name of the Lord. In fact, all of our wars are based on these concepts of values and religion. And I have, in my studies, I found that matriarchal societies where the women rule, there have never been wars. Newsflash. So it's time for all of us to take care of our own ship before we start worrying about someone else's. And that includes belief systems and what thoughts you choose to entertain. You have a responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain. And once you get that, that's where Christianity and the teachings of Christ actually lie. Christ, before he was the Christ, he was a seeker, went to India and sought other religions and their truths. 20 years.
We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I've got a few comments on what you just said, Rick.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I've got three comments. We're talking about Christians and how they're not supposed to judge other beliefs. Well, praise the Lord.
Not other beliefs, other people. You can't teach. You know, I think there are as many different religions as there are human beings. And what you've done is classify groups of belief systems as churches, and you go for fellowship to try to reinforce those values. Like, I believe you should be this way and that way. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with pursuing that in a church where a group of people believe the same thing. But I think in freedom of religion is that you have the choice to go anywhere you want.
Well, so here's what happened. So the meetup group was almost entirely comprised of Christians. There are a few Jews there, and but other than a few Jews, there were mostly Christians, if not completely Christians, other than the few Jews. Well, those guys watched Norm Shealy talk about spiritual healing. And he proved to them with scientific measurement equipment, medical measuring equipment, that spiritual healing absolutely is a fact. It actually has an effect.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, okay, so praise the Lord, these Christians voted to boot Norm Shealy out. So what I'm saying is there are Christians and then there are alleged Christians. So they booted him out because he talked about spiritual healing and proved it right in front of them, with them as the volunteers. So it wasn't like some shill or some pre-arranged set of circumstances that would allude to spiritual
healing. It wasn't that they were Christians. It was individuals practicing their religion. And that's why we're all wounded, because none of us have it right, and none of us do it right. It's a process. You never really get to, Simon says you can go halfway to the door. You can get very close to the door, but you've missed the whole concept of the journey.
Yeah, because and you get halfway there, and then you have to get halfway there, and then you have to get halfway there, and you can mathematically prove you can never get to the door.
Because it isn't about the door. It isn't about, you know, God. It's about how you are, with your limitations and wounds, capable of what you can do. Dauphin, for example, has just recently, you know, when I did the studies with John Lilly, I said that their language was a form of clicks and whistles, was a form of Clifford algebra, dimensional math. However, today, we have discovered that Dauphin aren't having a language. They're sending images, three-dimensional images, with their clicks and whistles. That means their language is way beyond Hebrew. Now, there is a cetacean or mammal that's more evolved language-wise than man is, and guess what? Orca, who has a cerebral cortex twice the size of man, firing 60% of it, goes after dolphin as food. It's Bob Dylan. Everybody's got to serve somebody. It's about food chain and your place in the scheme of things. And man is not the superior part of everything. He is limited in what he can do and go with what he can conceive. And I would say that Orca is a god, not our god necessarily, but certainly capable of doing and going places man can't even comprehend. The dolphin, lower on the food chain, their language is three-dimensional. They're sending images. And that was just confirmed 3 weeks ago. Now, what's going on here? And why do we think we're so superior to everything? And when we talk about coronavirus and small groups of individuals trying to control the masses and education, the whole thing is about self-awareness. And that's where your real healing occurs. It's not a pandemic. You're going to have a cold. Of course you're going to have sniffles. Are you going to get the coronavirus? I don't think so. But they might try to use it like a weapon, like they are the nuclear power plants on the New Madrid fault line. Because if you don't turn those things off, you're going to talk about a problem way beyond coronavirus.
Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I'm gonna let you listen to the sound. Listen very carefully. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but here it goes. That is the sound of turning on and off a pen light that is ultraviolet. It measures 5.5 inches long and is 0.5 inch in diameter. You keep it in your shirt pocket. So when you talk about Bob Dylan and everybody has to serve somebody, Rick, that makes me think about if I went to a restaurant, I would want to have this ultraviolet pen light in my pocket, and I would want to shine it on the plate and see where all these fingerprints are that are all over my plate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I'm serious. So, Class, I just bought three of them during the break, and I paid about $4 a piece. Got some white light and ultraviolet light. So it does two. One end is ultraviolet, the other is white. And I bought one for every member of the family to carry with him or her. Well, I bought four of them. So everybody gets one. And take it. It's to be taken with them, and you can buy it at eBay. Shipped for about $4. Okay. Next thing is... there are plenty of atheists, and people will say they're atheists, and they'll probably maintain that until the shelling starts. You know, once the shooting starts, I don't think there are any atheists. And the next thing I'd like to say is, at the age of 6 years old, I asked our daughter, I said, so, this is about homos, what do you think about Michael Jackson? And her quote was, I remember this vividly, what do you think about Michael Jackson? Quote, I don't like the way she dresses, end quote. So if you look at our behavior, we are absolutely falling down. Absolutely. And I have a real tough time accepting homosexuality as normal. As it's okay. It's not okay. And if you think it's okay, just get yourself invited to a homosexual wedding. Do that. Spend the afternoon at a homosexual wedding and see how much you think it's normal. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. Thanks for taking my call. I believe you probably got 12 hours of sleep last night because you are lit up, buddy.
I am lit up.
These faggots are out of control. And I'm glad that we still have some strong men out there that know the difference between right and wrong. It's really good to hear, and I thank you for that.
Well, Robert, you know, I'm glad you said that because this is probably the last time you'll be able to thank those who of us who are strong men, because we're only going to get thrown off the air after today. Because you're not allowed to say these things. You're not allowed to criticize commercials. And using the word faggot, I think that's considered wrong. It's okay to be a homo. It's okay to be a faggot. It's okay to flaunt deviant behavior, but it's not okay to talk about it.
Well, I also wanted to address Rich Sheban just so he knows my thoughts on it. The religion of the controllers is hurting children. That is their religion, in a phrase, is to hurt kids. And so the reason they gave women rights is so they would have access to the kids. They gave women rights so it removes the rights from men, and then they can come in and do what they're doing to our children. So that really is why they gave them rights, to hurt the kids.
Well, I gave Mrs. Finelli some training classes on how to shoot her .357 Magnum. That's the that is her hammer of choice, literally a Smith & Wesson double action .357 Magnum.
Yeah, with an interchangeable barrel, so you can do a 9mm.
No, 38 special, but it's the same. It's
okay.
The same.
Yeah, I
cylinder,
have one that's across. I can do either one if I want. Predicated well, on whether I need to pierce some armor.
Yeah, well, that's the 357 was designed to break a block, an engine block. That's why it was upped from a 38 special. So yeah, and you can get a full metal jacket. You can get some pretty serious ammunition.
That was a cross hilt broadsword with the edge that I put on my sword. I can actually go through an engine block with my cross hilt broadsword. I made it with chrome steel. Had it cast in the hour of mercury, just straight out of the Greater Keys of Solomon. And imagine me with that sword.
Well, I am dressed right here in the studio with a hard chromed 1911. And so Robert, I appreciate what you said. There are very few of us who are willing to stand up against immorality. There are very few of us who are willing to stand up for
our
family.
Of the coin. Now, it is about appropriateness. And everybody's got a different way they make love. And it's okay. I don't choose to make judgment on the way someone else wants to do something. What I want to do is have the right to do it the way I want.
Well, okay. If you're talking about it's okay to be queer, no, it's not okay.
No, I didn't say queer.
Not to me.
I didn't say queer.
You said make love.
Yeah.
You said make love, and we talked about, you know, a guy who was known as a tight end. And I'm wondering, is that a double entendre?
Well, Vincent, I mean, one man, for a man to lay with another man the way he lay with a woman, you know, I don't mean to sound Christian or anything, but that is wrong. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to have sex with animals either, or children, or all, you know, I mean, it doesn't just stop there. I know that me personally, there was a time in my life where I was more promiscuous with the women, right? And I'm not proud of that now. Back then, I thought I was, you know, being a man and being right there.
You evolved. You found yourself.
Well, you just realized that you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to marry a woman and love her and have a family. That's what you're supposed to do.
But my marriage doesn't have anything to do with the state of Oregon.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Miller. I want to ask you something, Dr. Miller. I was doing some research. Have you heard about, you know, Hitler and the Nazis when they burned the books? Do you know what that was about?
Yes, I do. And it's like that is what is happening today in a metaphor.
Okay.
And
Dr.
we
Miller, they
need to be aware of the fact that they're trying to restrict certain levels of education and promote others. And why?
Dr. Miller,
why?
The books that they burned, though, were the ones that said men can transition to women. And,
no, they
and
weren't.
That
they had to do with a lot of different things. And Nazism, fascism, and capitalism do not work. Neither does communism. What is the correct form of government? Maritime law? You say, captain and commander of my own ship. I run my ship tight, and I try to run a trim sail. And I don't want, however, and this is really important, it will be your neighbor that saves your life. Remember
okay,
that.
Ernst when you mentioned Adolf Hitler, Ernst Röhm was the head of the SA, and he was a homo. And Hitler despised
homos. You can go downhill from there. You know, Hitler.
Well, let's just talk about Ernst Röhm for a second. So Ernst Röhm was a homo, and he liked men. And Hitler found out about it and summarily had him murdered because he was a homo. So if
well,
you want to know what Adolf Hitler thought about homos, that's it.
See, the people are getting confused again, like the color of the fence, when they confuse sexuality with androgyny. And androgyny is who you are. You have a feminine element inside that's soft, and you have the hard masculine external. And it's really important to remember that in matriarchal societies, they had no war.
They're
always
all dead,
remember that. Because this concept of expansion rather than domestication of a given territory, your space, your allowed space, and religions, all of them, are, you know, limited because of belief systems. And the belief system is what allows certain aspects of reality to avail or not. And to have homosexuality is not what I'm talking about. I am talking about something quite different. One of the reasons all of you like me is because of the softness of my physics. It's the feminine part of myself that comes through my masculine. And when I try to integrate that into who I am as a human being, that's where the respect comes from, because it has to do with the evolution of consciousness and trying to go to someplace even more than where I am right now. That's That's called a seeker. And that's what I am. I've gone to Eastern schools. I had a teacher, Sharon Singh. I'm a Satsangi. I meditate. I've trained my mind from the 70s. I've been trying to train my mind. I'm not there, and I'm not perfect. And yes, I have homophobias and other kinds of problems as well. However, I do not judge another. I only will judge myself.
Yeah, I'm going to use my black light to look for homosexuals.
Yeah, you better.
Robert in Kansas.
We're going to find everything. Imagine what's in your mouth right now compared to what's on your penis. And when I say that.
Let's not degrade.
Your mouth has got all kinds of creepy. And you know what?
Yeah.
That isn't bad or good. In fact, that's part of who you are.
Robert and Kansas, I had a question.
You know, you're in my. Yeah, that's the guys. Thing that's a really problem. When I go to Walmart, I have no idea what I'm touching. That's probably where your blacklight is probably most available. Not presuming that dirty, but you have no idea where that other person's hand's been.
I'm going to report on that. I'm going to take this black light, you know, as when I wear latex gloves into the supermarket.
And tell me what you
and I'll let you know
when you go to Safeway and Walmart and your auto mechanic that has worked on your vehicle, etc. Just start that process, and it will be appalling what you discover.
Yeah, I'm going to go out in the backyard at night, and I'm going to look and see where TJ has marked his territory. I'm going to teach him that in case he's marked some territory that he shouldn't, I'm going to tell him not to. Robert in Kansas, I have a question for you. I'm looking at a graph right now, and this is a graph of the progression of the coronavirus. There are 12 days that we've been tracking the coronavirus, and it looks as if you just continue that line in the same direction, and it's a 45 degree angle. Okay, if you look at this line, if you look at this line, it is on target to be at the infectious rate of 100,000 in a week. That'd be, roughly. What do you think about that? Do you think that's true? Do you think this is coronavirus is serious, or do you think it's a false flag? Robert.
It could be an Ebola SARS type false flag, or it could be a weaponized.
That's more likely. Yep.
Okay. All right. Robert, do you want to hang on?
I'll hang on. Thanks, Vince.
All right. We'll be right back.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I was listening to some commercials, and I can just imagine. I can just imagine being at the restaurant with this, you know, if I were single and this gal's, you know, across the table, and she says, "You chewing gum? No. I'm getting ready." So I went to this website, and you can chew this stuff. And now they have four different types of plants. You can be active. Now that would be sex every 5 days. You'd be considered active. Now if you're busy, that would be every 3 days. That's the busy club. Now if you're popular, that's every 2 days. Now if you're a professional, it's more than once a day. And they probably should have another category called the Epstein Club. And that would be three times a day. I can't believe the commercials we're hearing on the radio. We've got a sexual expert. Really? Really? And then we have chew your way to the bedroom. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I thought we were trying to become more decent, not less decent. What the heck is happening to America? So I better stop here. Any comments, Robert in Kansas?
I wanted to address Dr. Miller real quick. As he might have noticed, our society has become more and more feminized. and our society is getting better and better and better, right? Is that the case, Dr. Miller? I would, no, that's not. And I want to say about the matriarchies of history, they didn't sow the seed, Dr. Miller. They didn't protect their points of entry. They were run over by the world because they're not men and they don't understand the things of men that we understand.
You totally maybe misunderstood where I'm coming from. I'm not feminine at all in terms of, if you were to know me as an individual. I am talking about something that most people do not even think about yet. And that's the part of inner part of yourself that you really care for, and why you've selected the individual that you're currently dating. When I was young, I dated a lot of very promiscuous women. And guess what happened? I chose to move to a different place because I wasn't coming from that kind of place. I was seeking out of life. There's all different kinds of sexuality and homophobia. And what I'm really talking about is the two paths to God are the hermit and the lovers. And you might, look up tarot definitions of what those two paths actually mean from a Greek high-end society of technics in terms of mythology. And it's not about homophobia and bisexuality. It has nothing to do with sex. That's what I was trying to imply originally. And people are getting confused in our society today, and the educational processes, from what Vincent is talking about in education, where they let a four-year-old try to determine what sex is, that's crazy.
That's when you allow women. Dr. Miller. You allow women to make decisions, you're going to get transgendered kids. That's how it works. This is Rome. This is everything.
You can talk about yourself that way, and the way you choose to look at realities, I choose a different way of looking at what's going on. And it doesn't mean I'm right.
Gentlemen.
I don't know. But I do know for myself.
Hold on one second. If we are allowed to choose our sexuality, then why don't we use that as a defense? If we are arrested for a major crime, we should be able to say, hold it, no, I'm a child. I'm really six.
That's where we're going.
Treat me as I'm six, because that's what I believe I am.
That is exactly the problem with what's going on today. And really, it has nothing to do with gender. That's just a
gentleman. I need to say this before the end of the broadcast.
Like everything else,
I need to say this before the end of the broadcast. AP News. Major companies across the world have responded to the virus, the coronavirus, by suspending operations, some operations in China. Now, of course, Google has. China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Starbucks says it plans to close half its stores in China.
Yeah.
Half its stores in China. That's their second largest market. British Airways has halted all flights to China. And American Airlines has suspended Los Angeles flights to and from Shanghai and Beijing. So, is this real, class? I hope you consider that this is real. I hope you take precautions. I suggest that you be careful where you go. And if you get a black light for $4 on eBay shipped and you start shining it on things that in public, don't look at it with your eyes. You can hurt your eyes. But I think you're going to get sick of what you see, and it will change your behavior. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.